content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, 877-817-9829 is the number to call. Pick it up right now. Go to the phone, pick it up, and call, because if you spend $300, you get $20 off your purchase of either Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products. We had Justin Porter on yesterday. Wayne Elliott with Strauss Naturals is on the phone with us today. I have a bottle in my hot little hand right here, and it's lot number 420-423-2713, and it expires, believe it or not, in August of 2028. That's how long you can keep this around, folks. So if you got to stock up, this would be the time to do it. Okay? It expires in August of 2028. This is a little 3.4 fluid ounce travel size. I'm holding in my hot little hand right here. So if you stock up, and it doesn't matter, you see them all back here? I got them all back here. You see all that? Bladder support, prostate, all that good stuff. I have the Strauss line right here. And I just took my heart drops. I always do, because that's a reminder when I hear Joyce Riley saying, take your Strauss heart drops. And how many people actually do it? How many people actually call up the Power Mall and order these things like they should be if you value your life? That's why we have Wayne Elliott on the phone with us. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Dave. Always good to be with you.
Yep. So, you know, for those of you who aren't familiar with Strauss heart drops, you have to understand that this is what we use to support a healthy cardiovascular system. And we have to, of course, use the because the FDA here, you know, they're like our local cop that favors big pharma over stuff like this, which we found out through testimonials people actually have great results with. Some of those testimonials, Wayne, do you have some off the tip of your tongue?
Well, there's hardly any better than my own, I don't think, Dave, although I have thousands and thousands of experiences with people, both my parents, many football players, and, of course, the thousands that I have spoke with at demos, lectures over the years. I owe my life to Strauss for a second time, Dave, as I think you know, this time last year, with myocarditis after the COVID for the third time. And boy, oh boy, that was, I sympathize with anyone who's had it, because that was a rough go. But the doctor told me, had my heart not been so strong going into it, I likely wouldn't have made it. I'm 70 now. And it was rough. There was a rough 10 days or so there that I wasn't sure I would make it, but I credit Strauss. And then my blood pressure went just crazy after being 120 over 70 for 20 years. Excuse me, more than 20 years. And my blood pressure, or my arrhythmia, had been normal. I didn't have arrhythmia anymore for over 20 years. And my heartbeat went crazy, went as high as 200 beats a minute. My heart was fluttering. I couldn't breathe because it wasn't pumping. It was a very bad time, but without Strauss, and then, of course, I didn't take any pills. I never took an aspirin. I haven't in 30 years. I took Strauss heart drops, Strauss cardio support, and Strauss kidney support, and I literally drank them, Dave. I was taking double, triple doses all the while, and happy to report my blood pressure is down to much closer to normal, not as good as it was, and my irregular heartbeat is 95% better, but tests have determined that two things, really. I did have a heart attack at age 35. I knew that I did. Sledgehammer in the chest, but it's a heart attack generally, and that's half my life ago, and they could tell that from these tests, but that I do have some damage from the myocarditis, an oversized aortic artery, and an oversized plug where the aortic artery plugs into the heart. cardiologist says I may need open heart surgery in 10 years, there isn't anything they would do now because it's not so big that it's a problem now. But, yeah, myocarditis is no joke. But the Strauss products, Dave, I've just seen it time and time again now for closing on to 30 years. You know, even the Bible says that our food is our medicine. It makes perfect sense. We're in an age now where most every food, apparently 93% of everything on the grocery shelves, is or contains genetically modified organisms. The chemicals, the man-made chemicals that literally surround our lives today, including most city water. Chemicals like chlorine, and we know what that does to us when we go in the swimming pool. Dries our hair out like steel wool and our skin. So we're just surrounded, and all the chemicals they have to use to keep these foods, these so-called foods, GMO foods alive, these seedless foods and so forth, you know, herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, insecticides, chemical fertilizers, chemical preservatives. We're eating chemicals and drinking them and washing in them, and they're surrounding us. Strauss always believed that the GMO foods and all the man-made chemicals, nature didn't make these chemicals. We didn't have them when we were created. He believed that they are the major causes of cancer today, which is at epidemic proportions. Used to be rather rare, and you know, now there's no one that doesn't know someone that's had it, has it, died from it. And there's very few families that have not experienced it. So we've taken some wrong turns, Dave, and I just continue to rely on the Strauss formulas, all natural herbal remedies, all natural herbal ingredients, and so help me God, that's all I will ever take.
I appreciate that, Wayne. That's a testimonial and a half there. The one thing that I did want to stress is about diabetes. And the Strauss Naturals group has done some insane research on this. Diabetes is a chronic metabolic disorder characterized by insufficient insulin entering the bloodstream to regulate the circulating glucose. In other words, it's a result of abnormal levels of glucose in the blood. Insulin resistance is a cardinal sign or symptom of diabetes. The disease either involves specific pancreatic cell death or pancreatic receptor sites clogged up by fat and cholesterol, which could be linked to cardiovascular disease and or fatty liver disease. Insulin receptors are located on the outer part of a cell that allow the cell to bind with insulin in the blood. When the receptors are clogged up, the cell cannot bind glucose from the blood and use it for energy. Researchers do know that long-term intake of a poor diet with trans fat and processed food is one of the many risk factors associated with clogged up insulin receptor sites, leading to high blood glucose. Normally, when food is consumed, it gets converted into glucose, which is used for energy. Insulin is produced by the pancreas to move the glucose from the blood and the bloodstream into cells where it's needed for growth and energy. In healthy humans, the right amount of insulin is created by the pancreas. However, people with diabetes have too little or no insulin. Without insulin, the glucose is going to build up and exit through the body and through the urine, leaving a diabetic with zero energy. And that's right off of Strauss's educational series on diabetes, which is why the kidney drops and the heart drops work very well for diabetics. And there's other reasons why, and that would be the beneficial ingredients in diabetes, for diabetics, rather, and in the Strauss Natural products, which are what?
Wayne, well, you let can me tell simplify it that. Further, Dave. Let me simplify it much further. People who have lost parts of themselves, toes, feet, legs, eyesight, and have suffered the terrible side of diabetes. Diabetes is a circulation issue. It's a lack of blood flow. And diabetics are 4 to 5 times more likely than folks without diabetes to have a heart attack or stroke. It's all about circulation, the sore feet, the whole bit. And diabetics, too many for me to give you a number, have called it a miracle. I remember one time in a store in British Columbia with Jim Strauss, we're looking for something. in the store, and a man on crutches with one leg comes around the corner of the aisle, sees Jim, and says, "Dr. Strauss dropped his crutches and hugged Jim. He had just been told he wasn't losing his other leg. He'd been on Strauss heart drops for, I forget, 6 months, 4 months." And so they themselves called it a miracle. My best buddy and former football teammate, my mother, they were no longer, those two examples were no longer diabetics. They both stopped testing their blood every day with the finger poke and the test. So it's incredible for diabetics. There's been many people suffer, of course, varicose veins. And I, again, countless people that have had relief. Flattening of varicose veins because it, I guess, has had the effect of taking that dried, congealed blood and moving it through our system to our disposal. So diabetics are the only people, Dave, that are best to stay on Strauss heart drops every day of their life because they have issue that you just described very thoroughly. So they're the one group that should never stop in their own best interest, taking Strauss heart drops. Now, let me tell you another group, Dave, and this, it frustrates me daily, I guess, I have to be honest. People have bypass surgeries. There's lots of them, lots and lots, thousands and thousands of bypass surgeries. Jim Strauss used to say that doesn't prolong life, it prolongs death. Because if they bypass, it doesn't matter, one, two, three arteries, A, they take a vein from elsewhere, like your legs. That vein was meant to be in your legs. I'm sorry. It was meant to be there because it's serving blood to all the smaller vessels in your legs. And we have 50,000 kilometers of blood vessels inside us, arteries, vessels, right to the tiny capillaries that feed our skin that you can't even see without a microscope, 50,000 kilometers. So when they bypass, let's say you had a quadruple bypass like Jim Strauss was told he needed. So they're replacing 4 feet of a vessel out of 50,000 kilometers of them. So and if you had 30% restriction, 40% restriction in a vessel or an artery, they don't bypass those. And they also don't do anything for those other 50,000 or 49,999.99 kilometers of vessels in our body where the Strauss heart drops really helps blood flow everywhere we have a vessel to carry it. That's the difference. So a bypass surgery, yes. Yes, it can save your life. There's no question about that. If you have a blocked artery, that bypass can save your life, can extend your life. But what about all the rest of the cholesterol in your veins? It's not limited to the arteries, Dave. How about your brain that takes 20% of our blood flow because it uses 20% of the oxygen we take in? How about cholesterol on our brain? Through that big nun study in the United States, God bless those nuns that donated their brains to science. And what they found at the end of the study was the nuns that had dementia, Parkinson's, and some of these mental illnesses, had tangles, which were little black hairs on their brain, and plaque from cholesterol. Well, it makes sense, Dave, with our brain. If you think, and I'm no neurosurgeon, that's for sure. But when you think of everything our brain does, it's our nerve center, it's our command center. What would happen if you painted it or you coated it in plaque? And so that's the proof from the nun study. Well, what I love about the heart drops is everywhere you have a vessel in your body, from your hair to your toenails, the Strauss heart drops and any other medicine ideally works its way through all of that blood system, all that circulatory system. So for me, there's no comparison. They would have obviously advised a bypass surgery for me after that heart attack at age 35. I never went and asked a doctor, thank you very much. Was lucky to live 6 more years. I had all the angina symptoms. I was suffering, no energy, anxiety, pinches in the chest, night sweats, shortness of breath, leg cramps. I made it 6 more years till I was the luckiest day of my life finding those Strauss heart drops. I'm 70 now. I wish I could still play football, Dave. I my mind is clear. I don't have dementia. I have lots of energy. I never have slept as much as they say you should. Been a hard worker all my life, and I have to credit it to the Strauss heart drops. Who knows, when I found those at age 41, if I'd have made it to age 42 if I didn't find them. I'll never know, thank God. So that's the big difference here. Diabetics, absolutely. So many of them have called it a miracle. Well, it's not a miracle. It's just the way they work. And any heart condition whatsoever, congestive heart failure, my best friend Joe no longer had that after 4 or 5 months. Irregular heartbeat with that cardio support. It took Joe 5 months to get rid of his crazy arrhythmia. It took me 3 months when we both had it back then. So, you know, I can't say enough about it. I've seen so much proof, Dave, just with loved ones and dear friends, never mind the thousands of other people that I've talked with on the radio and met at lectures. I'll love these products until the day I die. When I say my prayers, I just hope more people find them and give it to themselves. That's it.
Well, and see, that's one of the things about the elderly out there and people we know that are in their 80s that should be taking Strauss heart drops, that have heart problems, and they don't want to be, you know, I mean, you have couples out there and, you know, they have heart problems the older they get. It just seems like it goes with the territory with age, and they don't want to do the right thing. They want the doctor to tell them, okay, here's these varicose veins you have in your leg. Now, what we need to do is we can take those out. And we can, you know, just put a, you know, a stent or shunt or something in your heart or in your vein. Or we could do any other number of things and stretch them out and just get rid of them completely so they're not there. We do venipuncture. We do all, you know, it's like, wait a minute. You guys are sitting there pushing to keep yourselves busy and to rack up insurance payments. And most of these people are on Medicare, which we call death insurance for seniors. And the thing is if they would just understand that the stuff that's in the heart drops, like bilberry extract, is huge when it comes to like gastrointestinal disorders, renal problems, urinary tract infection, hemorrhoids, metabolic syndromes, arthritis, diabetes, which we've been talking about, retinopathy. You know, that's your eyesight all of a sudden starting to go, gout. Cardiovascular disease, you can actually control diabetes with bilberry because the extract benefits against diabetes because of the nutritional composition that works to lower the blood glucose levels. Not that many people know that. I would rather
go. You know what else, Dave?
I'd rather have a cardiac cath than open heart surgery, to be honest with you.
Well, here's another thing that I pray for. You know how they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
You bet.
They did a study with young men from Vietnam and were shocked how these 18 to 22 year olds had plaquing in their arteries and in their circulatory system. So it's a process. Nobody gets cholesterol today and dies tomorrow. It's a process that takes many, many years to become a problem. So I always wish that people would practice prevention. I mean, who needs to go through a heart attack or a stroke, Dave? If people would just take one dropper, starting at age 28 or 30, if they just take one dropper of heart drops a day as prevention, the results would be tremendous. And all those people, you know, you have to think in these families. I know there's lots of ladies that are breadwinners now in families, but when you think back when traditionally the man was the breadwinner, has a heart attack, can't work anymore, it affects the whole family. Their standard of living, maybe the children don't get to go to college. The fallout from it, the peripheral damage is heartbreaking. And, you know, it's all these cases can't be wrong, Dave. It's not a fluke. It's not a miracle. The product just works, and that's why people are so follow it so loyally. Health stores, and they've never changed the formula. It's been the same price now for 23 years.
Yep. Not only that, but the shelf life, Wayne, is incredible. I'm looking at this bottle right here. It says August of 2028. That is like over 4 years from now. These heart drops are still good. This is the time, folks, before everything goes to hell in a handbasket, that you stock up. That's why we have the $300 deal going on right now at the Power Mall, where you stock up. I mean, it will not take you long to put together the right components of Strauss to get you started. And you may know somebody out there that says, well, yeah, I would take them if you got them. I'll tell you something. This is like investing in your life, investing in your future when you go out and spend the money. Because if somebody else gives it to you, you're less likely to take it because it didn't come out of your pocket.
Right.
It came out of somebody else's CN. And that's why people need to invest in themselves if they really value life, if they really love God, if they really think that their body is a temple, they need to treat it like that. And that's one of the reasons why we have this. I don't mean to put anybody on a guilt trip, but I mean, we're talking about all natural ingredients here, like cayenne pepper, juniper berries, European mistletoe, uva ursi, marshmallow root, horsetail herb tops. The kidney and blood pressure formula, golden seal, berberine. I mean, these things are huge. You have to understand, I mean, it's good for the kidneys as well. But, you know, you got to investigate this stuff, folks, if you really care.
You know what else I love, Dave, and it's always been this way, is the 100% satisfaction guarantee. You don't need a reason to get your money back. Strauss refuses to have a dissatisfied customer, refuses to keep their money. That's not usual these days. The buck stops here with Strauss. If you're not satisfied, you don't even need a reason. If you're not satisfied, you get your money back. You know, as I say, I just wish people would take them for prevention and stave off some of these things that can happen to us. I was just the luckiest guy in the world after a heart attack to make it 6 years doing nothing different, taking no pills, no surgery, nothing. And the luckiest day of my life was the day with the Strauss heart drops. The kidneys and heart, of course, are very closely connected, as you say, Dave. If a person has high blood pressure, there's only two sources: heart or kidneys. And it can be an individual kidney. With mine, I see some natural therapists, an iridologist and a reflexologist, who both agreed my left kidney had problems. So I went on the heart drop seat didn't do it for me with my blood pressure. Fixed everything else, and the cardio support, the arrhythmia, the blood pressure, the clogged arteries, blood flow, energy. But the kidney formula, when I took that and found out that it was my kidney was the issue, my left kidney, my blood pressure went, as I told you, 120 over 70 for over 20 years after taking it for 3 months. So Western medicine can't tell us. Your doctor will never tell you, not because they don't want you to know, because they have no way of telling whether it's your heart or your kidneys. So if it is your heart, the Strauss heart drops, if they don't lower your blood pressure and that's why you're taking them, you get your money back. The kidney formula, if you take it and it is your kidneys and it doesn't lower your blood pressure, you just get your money back. But it's only those two sources. And oftentimes the real culprit in our kidneys, bladder, prostate, Dave, is bacteria. Hence the nature's strongest herbal antibiotic is golden seal root. It's in all three of those formulas. And they tell us, Dave, that one out of two men will suffer prostate cancer. Half of us. If there was just you and me in the world, it means that one of the two of us will get it. It's shocking, really. My dad was on pills for 2 years, Dave. This was after the heart drops had Boston Medical cancel his open heart surgery. He did have the angioplasty. They booked the open heart surgery. I convinced them to give it 3 months on the heart drops. They canceled the surgery, so help me God. I didn't know my dad was on medicine for prostate. He never told me until he told me he was going to Boston Medical for a prostatectomy to have it removed. Thankfully, because my dad loved doctors and loved their pills, Thankfully, he agreed to try the prostate formula for 3 months before he went back to Boston. Once again, God should strike me dead if they didn't cancel his prostate surgery. And Dave, he lived another 14 years and died with a healthy prostate. So help me God. So,
you
can't go wrong. You can't hurt yourself. They're safe. It's as safe as eating apples and rutabagas and broccoli. You can't be harmed with these natural ingredients. You can't overdose. You cannot hurt yourself. There's not been a complaint of a serious or harmful effect to the FDA, to Health Canada, or the Strauss Company. Not one in 45 years. I mean, I think we have to assume it's safe. It's way more like food, Dave, than it is drugs. Has nothing to do with chemical man-made drugs.
Yep. One of our callers, I got a text in here, Strauss for dementia, because obviously we have a moron in the White House that has a mental acuity of office furniture, and he obviously doesn't believe, even though he has a wife who claims she's a doctor, but she's really a PhD. She has zero idea about Strauss. What does Strauss do for dementia and Alzheimer's?
Well, again, Dave, if you look at the Nunn study, plaque, cholesterol plaque on the brain. Now, my dad was told he would go exactly the way of his mother, my grandma, Elliot, from age 60 on, and grandma lived till 75. She must have had a strong heart, but she was a vegetable for 13 of those 15 years. Didn't know her own name, didn't know who or where she was. She was strapped to a chair. It was sickening to me. My dad was told at age 60 that by 65, he wouldn't know his own name. Once again, he was on the heart drops the last, 15, 20 years of his life. And 10 to 15 years, I guess it was, Dave. He's been gone a while now. He died at age 77, as sharp as a tack, never lost a bit of memory, and yet they told him at age 65, he'd go the way his mom did. So What does it do for you? All I know is it can't hurt you. The results I've seen are irrefutable, and you have nothing to lose. So if I could get them to take it, I'd be sending President Biden heart drops.
Yeah, you know what? Even though we have the Nunn study out there, President Biden will have none of that.
Right. You know what else? Yep. One of my heroes, Dave, one of my sports heroes, I had three, Muhammad Ali, Joe Namath, the New York Jets quarterback, and Dick Butkus, the toughest guy to ever play the game. I'm so frustrated. I tried to find Dick Butkus because I read a magazine article how he'd had open heart surgery, and the article was called, you could probably still look at it, Still Growling. Still Growling. That was the title of the thing. And I just wanted to get him on heart drops. The guy was a hero of mine. I was a football player, and he was the best there ever was. And I never found him. I never was able to send him the heart drops. He's dead now. He died at 81 or 2. And
remember that.
I just want everyone to have him, Dave. I swear to you. I'd like everybody else to experience what I have. My parents did. Jim Strauss did. Got to remember, Jim had 4 blocked arteries when he had a heart attack and pulled into Vancouver Hospital. Never took a pill.
But he got the heart drops, and thank God for that. We're out of time, Wayne. We appreciate it. You're coming back on the show to enlighten us about the benefits of Strauss heart drops. Remember the deal we got going on at the Power Mall right now. 877-817-9829. The number to call. We'll be back with Fred Dyshefsky and U.S. Coin Capital after these important messages. Stay with us.
Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let me know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon here Central Time, where we are in the hinterland of the nation. It is Wednesday, and of course, Fred Dyshevsky with U.S. Coin Capital. I keep talking about him every time I wave the magic Franklin right up in front of the glass there so you can see it in the camera. I know this is, it's kind of like it, you know, I keep this one out and I notice it's getting a little dingy tarnished on the surface. Yeah, it's getting tarnished on the surface here, and I'm like, yeah. Uh-oh. I mean,
actually, it's a natural process for coins to tone, and it does not at all detract from their value.
Did you hear that, folks? So just because you got a little tarnish on it doesn't mean anything, right?
The worst thing to do would be to clean it or polish it to try to make it bright again, because that actually would destroy any numismatic value.
I was wondering about that, because so many people, they go out and they buy that Tarnex because they see the commercial where you dip it in there and all of a sudden it's real shiny. And it's like, look, I got an MS whatever. No, you don't. It looks like you use Tarnex on it. Yeah.
You know, the grading services themselves are very particular about what they call original coins. So if a coin has ever been deemed to be clean, polished, altered in any way, and it could have been 100 years ago, if somebody polished it, then it gets dirt on top of the polish. It has been changed from its original nature, and it will not be graded by any of the professional services. So never clean or polish your coin, no matter what it looks like.
Wow. So you have to understand something. Fred's got over 40 years in the biz, folks. And this is one of the things. You don't become a member of the American Numismatic Association overnight. You got to know your stuff. As a matter of fact, Fred's got a $10 Liberty Head Mint 63, Mint State 63 gold piece now that you did a deal on.
Yeah, we bought a quantity of these that we are offering for $1,750. I think this is an excellent way for people to add gold. The $10 Indian was the, the $10 Liberty is the coin that preceded the Indian. So these are dated before 1907 and most likely will be just over the 20th century date. So they'll be early 1900, 1904, like that. But in mint condition, they really are a great way for people to add gold. The same coin becomes very expensive as you move up in grades, almost 4,000 in MS65. So at $1,750 for 63, it was a great opportunity. So we bought a quantity of those. And I also bought silver, just dimes. And we're offering 1,000 silver dimes, all pre-1964, $2,750 for 1,000 silver dimes.
So where are we at on spot price versus premium these days
almost,
now, Fred?
Yeah, almost $31 silver right now for spot. The premiums have finally stabilized, but they remain incredibly low. You know, we're in the lower range for where we've been, and I do think we finally have seen a solidification of those premium levels. So they haven't dropped at all in the past month or two, and they seem to be holding fairly steady at the current levels, which, again, to me, they're remarkably low. The premiums at one point, you know, a couple of years ago were as high as $8 or $9 over spot, and we're literally down now to just 10 or 20 cents or 40 cents over.
Wow, that's not bad at all. Now, here's the thing, folks. You're dealing with somebody on this show right now that guests with us often, and there's a reason why we have Fred on, and it's not just because of U.S. Coin Capital. I mean, this is how Fred makes his living, obviously. But Fred has a background in a lot of different areas, psychology, poli-sci, economics. I have taken every single one of the classes that he did, and that and 50 cents will get me a cup of coffee. You have to have the kind of boots on the ground experience that Fred's got to make this thing worthwhile. I just know a fraction of what this guy knows. And some people say that would make me dangerous. But that's one of the reasons I have Fred on the show. Because
I'd like
he's
to know
there.
Where you're getting that 50 cent cup of coffee.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. We used to sell coffee for $1. Now look what people are paying at Starbucks. You know, they called me crazy when I was selling badass coffee in my Caboose coffee shop for $1 with free refills. And now look at what they're paying for coffee. But see, this whole thing. A lot of it, and we're talking about the economy here. This has to do with, and we were talking about this, if you don't get Bill Brosius's letter, de-dollarization news. Fred gets it, I get it, and I'm looking at this stuff, scratching my head, going, where is this country headed?
Well,
what's the latest?
Something really interesting happened just a couple weeks ago. So 50 years ago, in 1974, the United States arranged through Henry Kissinger a deal with Saudi Arabia that linked Saudi Arabia oil sales to dollars. So the deal was struck in 1974, and basically it said that the purchase of oil would be done in U.S. dollars from Saudi Arabia. So any sales of oil that Saudi Arabia did, they would conduct that sale in specifically U.S. dollars. Now, that meant that if you're a foreign country and you wanted to purchase oil from Saudi Arabia, you couldn't use your currency. You had to buy U.S. dollars first, and then you could use those U.S. dollars with Saudi Arabia. The second part of that deal was that Saudi Arabia would use portions of the revenue from the sale of oil and come back to the U.S. with those dollars to buy U.S. debt instruments, treasuries from the U.S. Department. So they supported the dollar in two fashions since 1974, and that was to, one, have everybody convert their money into U.S. dollars to buy oil first, and secondly, that profits from sales of oil around the world would come back to the U.S. in the form of Saudi Arabia buying U.S. government debt. Well, this agreement, which was struck for 50 years, expired in June, the first week of June, June 8th. They did not renew it.
Uh-oh.
So as of June 9th of this year, Saudi Arabia is no longer obligated under any agreement to have money converted into U.S. dollars first for purchases of oil, nor do they have to take proceeds from the sale of oil to continue to buy U.S. treasuries. This, to me, is a huge linchpin in what has kept the dollar strong over the past decades. And without this, I see this as one more thing moving us closer and closer away from the U.S. dollar's status as the world's reserve currency.
That's some scary stuff, and it just happened. So, folks, you're getting, you know, if you weren't appraised of this situation, you don't get Bill Brosius' newsletter. It's called De-Dollarization News, and, you know, this is one of the reasons, I mean, we look at this stuff and analyze this stuff because, see, people need to understand about preservation of wealth. And when the dollar's value decreases, they just came out with another Newsweek, I think, just did another study and asked me to evaluate it. They actually sent me a link and said, look, would you please read this article and tell us what you think? Is this a fair assessment of what's going on in real estate? And it said there's certain areas of the country right now, major markets, especially in Florida and other places in major markets, where real estate values are dropping right now. And a lot of this has to do with the spending habits of the United States government. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely, because all of this will translate to where interest rates are. So the weaker the dollar gets, the higher interest rates will go, the more expensive it becomes to buy goods and services. So it's definitely going to have an impact on the real estate market, which is really predicated on how much the mortgage costs. So, you know, we've said for years you could buy a million-dollar house, but if the interest payments were low enough that your monthly payments were $1,000 a month, well, you could carry it for 1,000 years, and who cares? But as interest rates go up, it does make it much more difficult for the real estate market to continue to grow. So these things are very intertwined. And this is why everybody's paying such close attention to what the Fed will do and how soon they will do it. If you notice, here we are now, you know, we're midsummer, we're right there, and we still haven't seen that rate drop where they said there were going to be four of them this year. We're kind of running out of time here. So, you know, now we're pushing back to the pundits are all saying maybe September there'll be the first one. Maybe it'll stretch out. There have actually been conversations about whether they might go the other way and raise rates before they start lowering them. But the reason I think this de-dollarization conversation is critical is because of what has supported the value of the U.S. dollar since the 1970s has been demand for it around the world. We know we don't have a gold or silver-backed dollar anymore. We haven't since 1971. And the response from Saudi Arabia after the removal of the gold and silver standard was understandable. You know, OPEC actually cut back on oil production. We had the oil crisis in 1973. We had the Yom Kippur War in 1973, where U.S. supported Israel. Saudi Arabia did not like either of these things, and the pushback caused oil prices to spike. So we arranged a deal with Saudi Arabia to make sure that the U.S. would always have a supply of oil. And that deal, again, was cut in 1974. It forced them to use U.S. dollars, and this perpetuated demand. So what happens because of that is that if you're a foreign country, by default, you have to stockpile a quantity of U.S. dollars. You know, you're going to have to conduct commerce, so you need them. So you stockpile them, and everybody else does. But if that demand for U.S. dollars wanes because it's not necessary, then it comes down to choice. You know, now I'm not holding the gun to your head anymore. I'm saying you're free to choose what you want. If you want to use another currency, you want to use yuan or yen or euros, you are now free to do that. So this is very detrimental to the future value of the U.S. dollar because this support worldwide is becoming weaker and weaker. And again, it's like you're drawing a little graph out and you're looking at the dots on the lines and they're starting to really line up. And if you sort of draw out the line where it's heading, it does not look good for the future purchasing power of the U.S. dollar. And that would mean interest rates going up. Again, that's where you're going to find trouble in the real estate market.
Well, not only that, Fred, but I mean, the cost of borrowing money now has gone up. And that this is a problem, too, because, I mean, there's zero down mortgages. What do you think? Oh, that's a repeat. Yeah, that's a repeat. I mean, they're really pushing this stuff hard and heavy because they want Americans in debt. Mike in Tennessee, do you have a question for Fred Jashevsky?
I actually have two questions, but I wanted to make a comment first, if I can.
Quickly.
Okay, in Memphis, Tennessee right now, there's an artificial inflation going on because these foreign nationals, Chinese interests and such, are coming in and buying up and paying 50% over retail. They're literally buying up these cheap houses. One house I knew of 4 years ago that sold for $44,000, they came in and paid $99,000 a few months ago for the same house. So they're investing the U.S. dollars that are, I should say, Federal Reserve notes that they want to get rid of. So they're acquiring assets in this country. The questions, does your company or do you know of a way to do a gold-backed self-held IRA where you take possession of the metals and you hold it, you're the custodian of it, and you convert your IRA into that which you hold? That's one question. The other thing is, who was that last guy that created U.S. dollars? What happened to him in 63?
John Kennedy.
Yeah, we know what happened to him.
You're talking about U.S. notes. Yes, Red Seal notes. Okay, so to answer
appreciate that, Mike.
Your first question, IRAs right now are limited. If you want to take physical possession of gold within an IRA, it has to be a non-self-directed IRA. Cannot be self-directed unless they've changed, and I don't think they have. So as far as I understand, I don't believe anything has changed. The only way to own physical gold within some form of IRA program is one of these storage programs where you actually move your IRA to a storage facility that hosts the IRA, purchases gold for you, stores it physically for you, and gives you an accounting of what you have. And then whatever you sell, it gets, you know, attributed to your account. But you can't take physical possession of it within an IRA program. The second part of what you're talking about, so in 1963, when John Kennedy was looking to finance things like the Peace Corps and even the space program, he knew he needed to borrow a ton of money. But he found the provision that allowed the president to have the U.S. Treasury directly issue notes into circulation. Now, this is as opposed to us borrowing as a U.S. country from the Federal Reserve. So he decided to issue these U.S. notes. And if anybody has seen them, they were dated mostly 1963. They were $2 and $5 notes, mostly some 10s, some 20s and hundreds, but very few, which are quite valuable, by the way. And they all had this red seal instead of the green seal that's typical on all the paper notes you have now. So if you pull any bill out of your pocket right now, just take a quick look at it. The little colored seal on the bill is green. And at the top, it says Federal Reserve note. That indicates that the government borrowed that note from the Federal Reserve system the way we typically do. They print it. It costs them the cost of the paper and the ink. They then sell it to the U.S. Treasury. The Treasury borrows that capital from the Fed and pays interest on the money. If a U.S. note is issued, one of these red seals, directly from the Treasury, there's no borrowing involved. So we, the people, get to keep the seigniorage, which is what they call the cost difference between making something and its face value. So we could keep all of that money if we issued U.S. notes directly. But, of course, after doing this, it kind of pissed off the Federal Reserve bankers. Subsequently, of course, Kennedy was assassinated. A lot of people have tied those things together, and, you know, I understand that link. So it is an issue that has come up many, many times about whether or not politically it's even viable for a current president to say, well, what if we just do the same thing? What if we cut out the Federal Reserve and just issue notes directly from the U.S. Treasury? I don't think that's going to happen. What I think would be a better play would be for us to nationalize the Fed. Just take the entire Federal Reserve banking system and put it under the auspices of the United States Treasury. This way, at least Congress can respond to problems. And if we don't like how they're handling it, you know, you could always throw a congressman out of office, but you can't throw a Federal Reserve board member off the board.
Yeah, Ron Paul tried that. you see how well that worked.
Right?
Yeah, see where it got him. So, you know, the problem is that we have whenever, I mean, we had the Credit River case with Jerome Daly. And in that case, I don't know if you're familiar with it, Fred, most of us have heard about it. This is
that
a Wisconsin. Yeah, this is a Wisconsin case where attorney Jerome Daly went into court and showed that they did not actually, the bank did not actually loan him money. They created credit out of thin air. The jury agreed. His whole mortgage was thrown out. He was eventually disbarred, and the judge, 6 months after he made the ruling and agreed with Jerome Daly, it's called the Credit River decision, 6 months later, the judge was poisoned.
No kidding.
So you see where that is an actual case out there. The Credit River decision, if you just type in Credit River Jerome Daly in your search engine, it will come up and you can read all about it because he got his house for free, but now he's not a practicing attorney anymore. And this was some time ago. But
that's
the thing is, you know, there's all this stuff that people don't know about, which is why, you know, when the Fed in Chicago put out Modern Money Mechanics and people chose not to read it, I'm just like, look at it going, folks. I wish they would, too.
Read that. Yeah. Absolutely. So what we're talking about here is like what constitutes really a dollar and was there a mortgage and where did the money come from? And if you I could see the legal argument where you're saying that effectively I didn't borrow any money because there was no money involved. There was simply a credit issued and the bank created this debt out of thin air. And effectively, that's basically how the banking system operates when it comes to making mortgage loans. So I can understand how that legal argument held up. And I could also see the pushback because imagine now if every American took that same argument down to their local county courthouse, you know, we would have a nightmare going on. I think the way things are lining up right now, you know, my expectations now are leaning towards a repeat of what we saw between 1977 and 1980. That's where I think we're heading. You know, I'm looking at it. It's like Hangover 2. You know, it's the revision of the same old story. So we've been through this before. The late 70s, between 77 and 80, inflation skyrocketed. We had hyperinflation. The price of gold went from 100 to 860 in less than 3 years because the inflation rate had absolutely skyrocketed because all of the pushback from going off the gold standard had forced all the money that was outside the U.S. to come pouring back into our shores. And this is the fundamental problem. 85% of all the paper money in the U.S. that has been printed by the U.S. government does not circulate domestically. It is outside our country's borders being used around the world. And again, that's because we believe that there's support for the dollar. But if I'm right, and we're beginning to lose this support and de-dollarization is taking hold, the net result of this is that these dollars will come pouring back into the U.S. shores, and that will create massive inflation. And if you want to see what it'll look like, just revisit 1977 to 1980. Not only did the metal prices soar, but interest rates went skyrocket high. At that point in, you know, 79 and 80, a mortgage was 17-18%. You could get 15% annual return on a CD in a bank. That's where rates were. And I think we're heading towards that same type of scenario, a revision of hyperinflation like we saw between those 3 years, 77 to 80, as this de-dollarization takes more and more hold around the world.
Well, and Mike just brought up the fact that in Memphis, Tennessee, they're overpaying for houses to keep Chinese military-age men, I think is what is really going on. But, and the alternative, if you look at this from the economic side of things, what bothers me is that these guys are willing to bring all this money back in, like you're saying. All this stuff is pouring back in, and they're willing to pay more for a house than it's actually worth, because real estate in America isn't going anywhere. I mean, they actually have something physical that they can hold on to for whatever purpose. And so and at the same time, they're dumping all that money back into the system. And what they're doing by overpaying for stuff is the bigger they hire, the harder they fall. I mean, can you see the reverse happening as far as that adding to the de-dollarization effort?
Well, you know, think about it. If you were sitting on a ton of paper dollars that you believed in the next several years would lose 30, 40, 50% of their value, who cares if you're overpaying, quote unquote, for the real estate? Because in the end, you're going to end up winning. Because the real estate value, like you said, is a physical, tangible thing. It'll perpetually get worth more and more money over the years. And those dollars that you're getting rid of as fast as you can are going to become worth much, much less. And I think this is a smart play by those foreign investors who are divesting themselves of U.S. dollars. If I were a central bank holding, you know, billions and billions of U.S. dollars, I would be very hesitant right now. I'd be looking for a way to get the hell out of them. And if I'm not going to buy treasuries because I think interest rates are going to go higher, which means buying treasuries now will be worth less in the future, that doesn't work. What can I do with the money? You know, of course, I'm a big fan of gold and silver coins for that same fundamental reason. But if other investors are coming to the U.S., these Chinese investors, and they're, again, you call it overpaying, and sure, absolutely, compared to current market levels, it would appear so. But 5 years from now, these guys are going to look like geniuses.
Well, they think. And see, the thing is, though, that the Jiangxi Bank just closed its doors and caused a major bank run in China. And it's no wonder they're dumping all that money back over here. I mean, the Chinese commercial markets are tanking and it's headed this direction. They just had news out this week about all these hundreds or thousands of businesses now are filing for Chapter 11. The commercial shoe is dropping. What is that doing to the economy and our system where the dollar is as far as being propped up? I mean, there's going to come a point in time where we're getting back to the 77 to 80 period you were just talking about.
Yep, I could see it. Now, you know, China's been facing a big problem. They overbuilt like crazy for quite a while. And, of course, their economy turned downward, and now they can't get out of that overbuilding status. And, of course, the commercial real estate market there is plummeting, and that's creating huge problems. Of course, we do need China because they support all of our sales and purchases of all the goods and services that we sell. And we are their biggest consumer, so they need us. You know, we have this symbiotic relationship. But I do understand that the way the money flow is going, if you take a step backward and sort of look at how it seems to be evolving, I think more and more countries around the world are getting rid of their paper currency, whether it be U.S. dollars or even their own, and they're buying gold. You know, the central banks have been buying quantities of gold this year at a record pace, and it's not slowing down. It seems to me they understand something that the public here in America might be behind the curve to getting, and that is that they get it. They see that the value of that dollar is falling, and they're getting out as fast as they can. I would encourage Americans to take the same position. If you're sitting on dollars that you're not going to be using for the next 4 or 5 years, get out of those dollars and buy yourself whatever it is you love. You know, rare guitars, rare motorcycles, gold and silver coins, physical real estate. Do it now because the dollar's weakness is going to kick in, and it's going to happen, and it's going to create a problem that you can't unwind it after the fact.
That's
right. You cannot unring a bell. And if I'm right, and we're going through a period of like 77 to 80 hyperinflation, let me tell you, it's going to devastate the wealth of a lot of people who are not prepared. So diversification is going to become critical. But follow the trend. Look at what other countries are doing, and why are they divesting themselves of dollars? I think de-dollarization is going to become a huge, huge problem.
Yeah, I think so, too. Fred Jashevsky, thanks so much. We're out of time for today. USCoinCapital.com, 1-800-878-2646. Tell Fred we sent you. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. We'll see you tomorrow.
To the Optavita Silver Lozenges, of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.